The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. We've been speaking about the missing link in education that this world can't seem to find or doesn't want to find. So we stagger on blindly, trying to solve our problems the way that we created them, and that is by doing what's right in our own eyes, which God says leads to death. You can read that in Proverbs 14, verse 12, and 16 and 25 if you'd like to read that, as we have many times on this program. Now, you don't have to be too smart to see the direction this world is headed, including our nation. Now, what is missing in our educated Western world and the rest of the world as well? Something is terribly lacking in this world's educational system and in government, in business, and in religion as a whole. Do you know what it is? It is also lacking in the home and the schools and the colleges, in higher learning and business schools. And whatever you look at, this education that is missing is lacking. Mankind refused this missing link shortly after he was created and again shortly after the flood. They refused to be taught by the greatest teacher and educator of all, God Almighty. And we have refused to listen and take God's word seriously to this day. Notice what Paul had to say in 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5. Now know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Paul is speaking about the last days, the day that you and I are living in. He said troublesome times will come, and we can't deny that, can we? That's all you hear is troubles and problems, it seems. Verse 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Well, we can't deny that either, can we? The bottom line of any business is the dollar. That's what they're looking at, is the dollar. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. In other words, lovers of themselves, not really caring about anyone else. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. Do we see any of that going on today? Kids being disobedient to parents, juvenile delinquency, unthankful and unholy, unloving, unforgiving. Do we see any of that going on today? Grudge holding, it seems to be rampant today. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, yes, traitors, people that you can't put your trust in, can't believe what they tell you, headstrong, going to go on and do it whether it's right or wrong, haughty, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Well, we've seen that running rampant today, haven't we? Lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, yes, a form of godliness, trying to look godly, trying to act godly, but denying its power. Now, what does it mean to deny the power of God? Well, it means, my friends, to rebel against God's law, against God's way, to go on and do what you think is right in your sight. And he goes on and says, from such people turn away. Speaking of our day, the last days of Satan's rule of the earth, of enticing man to go his way and deceiving man into thinking that they are right and that he doesn't need that missing link in education. Notice verse 7. Paul goes on here in verse 7, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is God's word, how to live our life. But says we're always learning, and we are. Knowledge is being increased today and has been for many years, much faster than anyone can keep up with it. Yes, we are still learning. Knowledge is being increased, and there seems to be no limit to what man can do in a physical and a technological sense. And God will have to intervene in this world's affairs, or we will annihilate all life from the earth. We have the knowledge to annihilate all life several times over and the power to do so, but we don't know how to solve our problems. We don't know how to save ourselves in a physical sense and in a mental sense as well. God has intervened many times in this world's affairs. And just to bring out one example is found in Genesis 11, verses 1 through 4. Now the whole earth had one language and one speech, And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. Then they said to one another, Come, let us make bricks, and bake them thoroughly. They had brick for stone, and they had asphalt for mortar. And they said, Come, let us build ourselves a city, and a tower whose top is in the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth. Now why did they do that? What motivated mankind to want to do that? Did he do it for the good of mankind? No, he did it in rebellion against the authority of God and Noah. The population of man had begun to grow at this time, and God had instructed Noah to send out colonists here and there to begin colonizing the earth. History brings that out. This project was well underway, but many rebelled. They wanted to stay right where they were, led and enticed by Cush and Nimrod, not to obey God and Noah. So they began this Babylonian system of confusion that we have today. No, they didn't begin to build a city and a tower for the good of mankind. It was for a selfish, greedy reason. So just as before the flood, they wanted no part of God. They didn't need God telling them what to do, so they thought. And that attitude and mindset is still with us today. Notice in verses 5 through 9 of the same chapter here, Genesis 11, verse 5 through 9, But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. And the Lord said, Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they began to do. Now nothing that they propose to do will be withheld from them. God says, nothing that they get on their mind, nothing that they imagine to do, and began to do it, and continue to think about doing it, will be withheld from them. God says, Come now, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. God knew that he had to slow things down. Verse 8, So the Lord scattered them abroad from there over the face of the whole earth, and they ceased building the city. Therefore its name is called Babel, or Babylon, or confusion, we could say, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth, and from there the Lord scattered them abroad over the face of the earth. Verse 6, let's look at that again. God knew that if he didn't take action at that time in the history of man, that knowledge would be increased much too fast, and nothing in a physical or a technological sense would be withheld from man. And we would bring ourselves to the brink of annihilation much sooner than was in God's plan. So God slowed down the process of man's education and knowledge by confusing their language, so they could no longer pool their knowledge, and he scattered them to different parts of the earth, as he had intended and had commanded them. You see, what they were doing, the knowledge they had and were acquiring, like today, wasn't based on the foundation, God's word and God's way. If man would have set his mind to obey God, he would have done that as well. He would have acquired spiritual knowledge, and that's the lack of education today. That's a missing link in education today. We have not listened to God, and we haven't acquired spiritual knowledge, and therefore we don't know how to govern ourselves, and we don't know how to get along with our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, our spouse, or anyone else, it seems. When mankind turns his back on God's instruction book, God's word, the Bible, then we are on a disastrous course, a road leading to death, and that's what God taught from the Garden of Eden. But we haven't heeded the greatest educator of all. We haven't built and based all that we have done on the rock, God and Christ, and God's word, the Bible. That's why God brought a worldwide flood. That's why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's why many nations and empires have fallen down through history. And that's why we've had wars, famine, sickness and disease, upset weather, divorce, unhappy marriages, rebellious kids, jails, prisons, mental institutions, pollution of the land, of the water, and of the air, and lack of nutritious food, financial problems, and a pressurized world. That's why we can't get along with our neighbor and nations. And any other problems you and I and our nation and this world have can be traced back to our rebelling against God, because we don't want God ruling over us. Do we think that we're any different today than our ancestors, ancient Israel, were? Notice how they were. Notice the attitude that they had. Back in 1 Samuel 8, we began to find out the attitude that ancient Israel had after God had worked with them for years and years and years and had told them that they were His chosen people, a peculiar nation, and so on, and that He was all for them and how that He would bless them if they would only obey. 1 Samuel 8, verse 1. Now it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his son judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second, Abijah. They were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain, took bribes, and perverted justice. Well, is any of that going on in our nation today? Then all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah and said to him, Look, you are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now make for us a king to judge us like all the nations. Yes, make us a king. We want to refuse God as being our king. And I don't know if you know it or not, but God was the first king of the nation of Israel. Saul was the first human king, but God was the first king. And God intended to stay their king and the king of this nation today if only we had obeyed. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, Give us a king to judge us. So Samuel prayed to the Eternal. And the Eternal said to Samuel, Heed the voice of the people and all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. Yes, they rejected God, that He should not reign over them. They didn't want God telling them how to live their life. They didn't want to live by God's instruction. Goes on here in verse 8, According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even to this day, with which they have forsaken me and served other gods, so they are doing so to you. So God was telling Samuel, That's nothing new, Samuel. They've done that to me ever since I brought them out of the land of Egypt. God would have taken care of the two sons of Samuel for the way they were administering the office of a judge. But human nature is impatient and wants to take charge, and human nature wants to follow the crowd, usually not questioning whether they are right or wrong. That's what our forefathers, ancient Israel, did. Do we do that today? Just maybe we should ask ourselves that question. Well, I see my time is running out, my friends. We'll pick this up in our next program. I just want to ask you, which educator will you listen to? Yes, which educator will you listen to? I hope you will choose to listen and heed the master educator, God Almighty, because if you do, you will come to understand why you were born and what your destiny is and the purpose of life. You will understand how to have a happy marriage and how to rear and train your kids and how to get along with your fellow man. You will have the best education of all, and if you would like help in guiding you to understand God's Word, we invite you to request our free booklets, Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose, and ask to be enrolled in our free Bible Correspondence Course. Call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 and request Why Were You Born? And Born with a Purpose, and ask to be enrolled in our free Bible Correspondence Course. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today. We invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.